This is a production of Cornell University.
Right, take it. Joseph Anderson. Morgan Baker. Colin Bennett. Army Katz. Jennifer Bucari. John Clancy. Osai Garo. Jacob Fight. Masa Hadda. Catherine Wong. William Kroll. Yifan Lee. Gavin Martin. Nate McCullough. Liam Arkins. Tomas Reina, Lucas Smith, Polina Somerville, Sarah Song, Noah Watson, Ryan Whitechuck, Carabelle Odu, Celine Shu, Valentina Shu, Jacob Youngblood, Yuhan Wong,
moving on to announcements, quick announcements, and what? Do you have an announcement outside? Okay, what's your announcement?
So, I had to talk more about my cookers that are distributed. I have information that is distributed because I made much better seasons live. I don't know if it's the development of the first
spring is this Sunday.
Okay.
That was my announcement.
Oh, I saw your announcement. Yeah. So it's on Sunday, and I'll be presenting the writing stuff then. The other thing that's listed as well, the things that's listed as well. So I encourage you to come, ask questions, get this stuff to you today. I have sometime in February, we'll see you on something else. And yeah,
it's just pretty much. Thank you. Yes, as I said, spring quiz this Sunday, same time, same quiz as last semester. We're coming out to everyone. Also, yes, Brian. Yeah, sure. That's your question.
We never took a poll whether or not that's going to work. We never asked what we did. Lessons.
Yeah.
Right. So people's schedules change.
The classes on Sunday.
I do not. There are other things that people sign up for my agency before the video exactly. So I think the fact, and this is the same thing we did last semester, where spring was changing. When we found out that time is spring, multiple CGs us, presumably already be other regions, and our commitments at that time because we didn't have a certain VA that time. So I would ask that we either look for a or that we either try to reestablish regular or we figure out something. I just don't think it's reasonable that we given that, and our expected to drop everything we do if we don't know what everything we did not necessarily do that. Like, we could have been told, you know, a month ago, sprint will continue to be at that same time, make sure we can schedule. So I just want to
put that. Yeah, you have no other comment.
I can only see your point and say that I don't have that expectation, honestly. So I think
yeah, the executive committee has been more than flexible with individuals who are missing spring here and there and everything like that, especially so. And honestly, like, it was kind of coming into this long term academic year, but the expectation that spring was institutionalized, maybe because we did that last year. So that is why we told people, and like, we've been very proactive in telling people. I mean, obviously, please make sure you're reaching out when you're not attending certain planning meetings, which is really important. But yes, so straight on Sunday. And then, again, Pat and I are coming on these hours after this week for a bit. I'm going to be down on a few different like that. I don't know where you're going to be. You might be on that. So yeah, that's that. And my last announcement is please wash your hands. This is my announcement, not only to this assembly, but to the whole Cornell University campus at Cornell Daily, so please put this in. please wash your hands. The best way to get through and be safe. Don't use hand sanitizer, it doesn't work. Wash your hands so the water pops.
For the spring meeting, you still have to email me 24 hours in advance before the meeting starts if you want to get your meeting. So just like make sure keep that communication. Usually I'll consult that if I have a problem with you not being sued, but you can be flexible with that to make sure you let me know. Otherwise, when you get like more than 2 hours, you have to.
Point of information, meetings generally don't have laptops out. I know this is like a short meeting, but I'm hang on 25 minutes. Please keep your laptops away.
Thanks, Abby. We'll be moving on to But Adeline and I were told at the media gallery yesterday regarding the recent outbreak of coronavirus happening in China across the Pacific. Right now, from what I heard from my other state, there hasn't been anyone confirmed on campus. And request a second level of screening for possible infection of coronavirus. So people don't panic, and CDC hasn't issued warnings saying we should do this all the time. But just, you know, like you said, just wash hands. And if you know friends who are personally impacted by the event, please reach out, because I know people who actually stop and cannot, you know, come back to campus this semester because they just shut up. And I'm pretty sure there are people whose families are still in the city and might suffer from the outbreak. So, yeah, thank you.
And a really important and valuable some of it for the community as well. Please do not hoard masks. This is becoming a massive problem across the country. We are seeing hospitals and health centers not being able to like actually acquire masks that they need these masks and their workers. So we see a lot of people are going to drugstores and pharmacies and whatever, Metamarks and purchasing up large quantities of face masks to prevent them from getting coronavirus. Please don't do that, because that makes it a lot harder for people to really need those masks to jump out of the workers to get access to it. If at some point there is an issue that you're our nest, we would protect you from this virus, so it's important. We would be notified of that at the moment. This is just making the problem for hospitals and health centers to do their job. Thank you. And just as a final reminder, if you do have an announcement, please let me have a session. Next, approval of minutes, looking at January 23rd, minutes, and people take a look at it. Happy belated birthday to Tomas. So the motion goes, there's a second, the assent, senior assent, and we're going to vote it. All opposed, all abstaining. Quiet vote 24-0-1. The minutes have been approved. Moving into resolution 24, approval of the spring 2020 standard rules. Ryan. So you can see them on the second of the agenda. It's just the exact same information that we are talking about.
Any questions on this one? This is the motion of the business today. It's the second. Second, I'll pay for the business today because it's a flag. Okay, this first we have a motion for the business of the day. Okay. All in favor of the business of the day. All opposed. All abstaining. By vote 0-1. Motion vote. Second. All in favor. Okay, all opposed. All abstaining. By vote 24-0-1. This resolution has passed.
This has been a production of Cornell University on the web at cornell.edu.